Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
A little bit brave, sometimes bold, totally me. That is the strapline on the front cover of Frankie's World, a graphic novel about an 11-year-old girl with autism, written by author and illustrator Aoife Dooley, who's back in studio. Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Long time no see. We were just talking off air there. We were at some webinar somewhere. That was the last time we met and had the chats. And you've been very busy between now and then. Now, without giving too much away, can you tell us about Frankie's World, this gorgeous book that you've written?
Of course. It's a graphic novel about a girl called Frankie, and basically she's in school. She knows she's a little bit different to everyone in her class, but she's not really sure why. And she decides to go on an adventure to find her dad because she thinks her biological dad might be exactly like her, and she's convinced that she's an alien. So she wants to find the answers, basically. So she goes on an adventure with her friends to try and find him. And it's just a nice kind of coming of age book, I think, about friendship and being okay with who you are and proud of who you are. So it's kind of,
So where did the idea come from?
It's loosely based on my own experiences growing up, not knowing that I was autistic, because I was diagnosed at 27. So obviously Frankie being 11, she has no idea. So I kind of based it loosely off my own experiences of just not knowing, and kind of that feeling of feeling different and feeling so different to everyone else in your class, and the themes of bullying and just trying to fit in, really.
Now, you've written this book and you said it's loosely based on yourself, and looking back on your own time at school and stuff like that, after you were diagnosed, did things kind of start to make sense when you were diagnosed at 27? You look back in your life and you go, oh, I get it now. That's why that happened, or that's why I was like that.
Yeah, it was a huge light bulb moment, I think, for me, because there were so many things that I'd done that I was like, oh, I never knew why I'd done that. And I was always told that was a really weird thing to do, but that's just me. So it's, there was a lot of things like that, I think, that I'd done that, like, I'd get in trouble for, but it'd be just, like, my reaction to certain things. Like, so, for example, playing basketball, if someone was, like, guarding me and they had their arms out, but they kept going like this and touching off me, I'd scream the whole place down. But then I'd be known as, like, this terrible, rude, bad child. But, like, I just didn't like people touching me in that way. So it's kind of, you know, that way. Like, so little things like that where, when I found out, it was such a relief. It was kind of just like, oh, I'm not broken. That's just the way that I work, and that's fine. Yeah.
When you got the diagnosis, I know we've spoken this before, but I think it's an important conversation to have, because we hear it so often, don't we, for so many women, especially, being diagnosed later in life. How did it come to that? Can we talk about that again, about getting diagnosed at 27?
So a lot of women go under the radar because they can kind of mask, and masking is basically where you try to blend in with your peers, where you like copy off them. It might be like listening to the same music, dressing like them, basically doing what you can to blend in so you don't stand out like a sore thumb. But I think up until, like, especially in the 90s when I was in school and early 2000s, it wasn't really kind of a thing that girls could be autistic. No one really looked into it, researched it. And I think it was like years ago, it was only boys that were studied and stuff like that. So it's always been like a male kind of dominated, I suppose, thing. So it's only really recently now we're like, no, girls can be autistic, and so many women are only finding out in the last couple of years. So and I wouldn't even be the youngest. Some people find out in their 50s and 60s. So it's fascinating. But I think it really helps people to know, because when you don't know, you do have that sense of, who am I? Why do I act this way? Why did other people think that I'm weird? Yeah. And you can't help but kind of feel those things when you grow up feeling that way. So I think it's good to know. It definitely helped me know.
So if you have parents who are listening whose child is maybe a little bit different or going through something, I mean, where do they go to, would you say? What advice would you give them?
If you find that your child is struggling in school, if they're being bullied, and if, you know, they are a little bit different and you might feel like they're a bit quirky or something, I don't know. I definitely was growing up. I'd say things at the wrong time, but like people would find it funny. But like also even those things are the things that would get me in trouble in school.
Yeah.
And if your child is getting into trouble for things like that, I think it's worthwhile looking into, because a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to give my child a label and this, but it's not a label for you, it's a label for us to understand who we are. And I think that's more important than people kind of pinpointing, going, oh yeah, they're autistic. It's not about that. It's about knowing for yourself. And I think it's I think it's something that everyone deserves the right to know who they are,
there must
understand
have been
who they are.
The understanding who they are. Yeah, yeah, you said it there because you said like there must have been huge relief at 27.
Yeah.
That's a tricky age for everyone, I think, anyway. But there must have been a huge, oh my God, this all just makes so much sense now. Did you feel that you could kind of not start your life over again, but get on with your life a lot better? Were you helped to give tools to deal with it in certain situations?
I think it kind of helped me to ease into, like, this is just who I am kind of thing, but like not in a bad way, in the sense that like this is why my freezer is full of these tiny little pizzas all the time. This is why I do this way, and this is why I would have a nap at this time and all these things. And I kind of think it just helped others around me to understand me as well, because I was always put down as being like the laziest person ever when I was a teenager because I was sleeping all the time. But I wasn't lazy. I was exhausted from trying to fit into the world. So I think just for those kind of things as well, it was a relief to kind of know, okay, no, this is all just completely normal. This is fine. So it was like, yeah, it really did feel like a weight was lifted, I have to say.
Eva, growing up, you didn't see characters like Frankie in books or cartoons or anything like that. And it's so important, isn't it? I mean, you've just literally shown me a picture of World Book Day of a kid dressed up as a character. And that just is just amazing to see, isn't it? That is really important for children to see that and to see characters like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And not just representation in, with autism, I think just across the board, representation in general, I think is important. I think I've seen, the film Encanto? There's a little boy, did you see that video where a little boy sees himself on TV, he's convinced it's him? Like, I think representation is key just across the board, because I think kids should see, that's how you relate to things. If you can't see yourself in things, how are you meant to relate and see yourself and things, and basically go, that's me. And if you don't have that growing up, like you do feel different, I think,
And that's why this book is so important. It's a gorgeous read. It's doing really, really well. If people want to find out more, get their hands on one, where do they go?
Oh, you can go, you can get it online, you can get it in Easons, you can get it in pretty much all good bookstores everywhere. So it's out all over the place.
All over the place. What's the rest of 2022 looking like for you? What's going on?
I think it's looking good. I have a few things up my sleeve that I can't talk about yet.
Ooh,
but
another book.
I do have another book coming out in 2 or 3 weeks, actually.
Wow.
It's ABC Ireland, so it's a board book. So that's
amazing.
Next thing I could talk about. But yeah.
Get you back in for that. Eva, thanks so much for coming in and speaking to us this morning. And the book is called Frankie's World. You can go and check out evadooleydesign.com and you get the book in all good bookshops. It's a gorgeous read. Happy World Book Day. Good morning, everyone.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.